Okay, we are back now with Gloucester High School football coach Dan O'Connor starting his second season as the man at Gloucester High School and succeeding so many great coaches over there. Coach, welcome back to MSO, and I got to ask you, how does it feel contrasted to a year and a half ago, your first game? I mean, this was a big win for you guys.
It was, but, you know, the most important thing, the first thing you realize, it's a lot colder this time around than the first time we took the field back in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
It feels really good, you know, and for our guys to get off the way that they did Saturday afternoon really meant a lot to them. And, you know, a lot of these kids have been working all spring, all summer, all fall and into the winter to get on the field and have this opportunity, and they came out and they were riled up and they were ready to play.
You know, it had to be hard coming off the season that you guys had. And how many seniors do you have, Dan?
This year we have 8 seniors, a couple of new kids that have come out for the first time.
Okay.
To join us. So we're still dependent on a lot of younger kids, but you know, those seniors that are contributing, you know, right off the get-go are really excited to have this opportunity and understand, really that they're fortunate to. And looking back a couple weeks ago, I'm not sure I would have been able to tell you that they were going to have a season.
Yeah, we've talked with so many coaches and yourself included earlier. Just talked with Jim Rudloff a few minutes ago for Marblehead, and, across the spectrum, everybody, has this in perspective as to what's gone on in the last year. And this is, you know, it's a global pandemic, and it was looking pretty bleak there for a while, and in many cases it has been bleak for people, but all of that is in the past. The kids have something to look forward to. There's almost a sense of something being normal again. We could end up with end of the year activities, but here you guys are playing football in the NEC. Tell me a little bit about this first game, Dan, how it went.
Yeah, you know, we were fortunate enough that our guys were able to pounce on some loose balls, and take advantage of some turnovers from Saugus. You know, and just being in the right spot at the right time, that was so huge for us. It was something that we didn't do a great job of last year. We scored on our first 3 scoring drives were 20 yards, 2 yards, and 4 yards.
Okay.
Our defense really set our offense up and put them in great position. And the offense capitalized, and they were able to put points on the board. We kind of fell into a rut there in the middle half of the game. Saugus got their feet under them and put up some points. And in the end, you know, one score game headed into the fourth quarter, and, you know, I thought our defense played extremely well. We were able to make a couple of key stops, and when we needed it, sophomore Frank DeSisto on a short yardage situation. We just wanted to hopefully get the first down, but he just took it 57 yards to the house to really ice the game for us deep in the fourth quarter.
Okay, it looks as though your defense stood tall, and I'm guessing that maybe this week a little bit more emphasis on offense. Is that the idea, or is it just continue doing, just trying to get the kids to learn a little bit more, where it's been such a short preseason?
It's a little bit of both. You know, we've been preaching all along is that, you know, let's work on getting better every day. You know, I listened in talking to Coach Cummings from Saugus, and I was talking to you, Rick, actually last week, and just talking about, you know, it's the perspective of, it's not about focusing on what your opponent is doing, because you could, you know, prepare Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for one team, get a phone call Wednesday night, and come Thursday morning, you could be St. Mary's getting ready to go into St. John's Prep and
right.
Play them on 24 hours notice.
Right.
You know, so it's about what you're doing and getting your kids familiar with your concepts and just getting better each and every day.
That kind of blows everything out of the water, too. I mean, I know coaches might be upset by that, but as a fan, I'm thinking, that is so cool. You had 2 games, in other words, 4 teams involved. Half of those teams were canceled, and yet the remaining teams ended up being able to schedule each other, and the kids got to play. So your point is well taken. Just, you know, you prepare your team to do the best it can against anybody.
Yeah, exactly. And that's you know, what any coach is really able to do right now. You know, and try to get their kids, and I think the kids understand too, and that's the most important part and the most impressive part I've seen with our kids is really taking these protocols and the things that they're being asked to do seriously.
All right, what's coming up this... I'm sorry for interrupting, Dan. What's coming up this...
You're fine.
Thanks, Coach. What's coming up this week, and where's the game?
So we're hosting Salem, 5 o'clock start, down here at Newell Stadium.
That's on Friday?
And Friday night, yeah, Friday at 5. And, you know, it's going to be cold. And it's different, you know. We got snow in the forecast for the second game of the season. And, it's a different atmosphere down there right now.
Coach, congratulations. It's got to feel good. And keep it going, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Take care.